From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. Utah Governor Spencer Cox has called the state legislature into a special session. It'll happen tomorrow evening. Cox called the session to amend the redistricting process. This comes amid a big court fight over Utah's congressional maps. The legislature is also planning to repeal a controversial law it passed earlier this year. The law banned public labor unions from collective bargaining. Opponents gathered enough signatures to put a repeal to a vote in the 2026 midterm elections. Last session, Utah lawmakers passed emergency education funding for schools with a dramatic increase in beginner English learners. But as KUER's Macy Lipkin reports, not a single school qualified.
To get the money, schools had to have a certain percentage increase in English learners, and the increase had to be at least 30 students. Elise Newey is Deputy Superintendent of Policy with the Utah State Board of Education. She was on the team that came up with the requirement.
We worked really hard on that first formula, so we were super bummed that it didn't, you know, serve any of the students we were hoping to serve.
Representative Candace Perucci sponsored the measure. She mentioned Alpine as one district that could use extra funds. Anya Becerra-Lowe works with Alpine. This year's English learner count is more than double the previous three-year average, but there's no school with 30 more students.
So that's the part that is tricky, right? Because even though we may be collectively may meet that threshold, but individual schools, they may not.
It would take a new bill to change the qualifying criteria. Newey, with the board, says they will gladly hand their data over to Perucci ahead of the next session. Representative Perucci declined KUER's interview request. Macy Lipkin, KUER News.
The city of Green River will hold a candlelight vigil tonight for Mayor Wren Hatt. He died in a car accident Friday on U.S. Highway 6 near the town in southeast Utah. Utah Highway Patrol says a semi-truck drifted into Hatt's lane and hit his vehicle. It's still under investigation, but officials don't think the driver was impaired. The community was already set to gather tonight for its annual Light the Night holiday event. Hatt was reelected as mayor last month. City Council member Beau Harrison is now the city's acting mayor. Green River says its city services are still up and running. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has been arresting people at their green card interviews in other states. Last week, it happened in Utah. Attorney Andy Armstrong has a client who was arrested December 2nd. The man's wife is a U.S. citizen. The youth soccer coach is now in ICE custody. Armstrong thinks it'll take a couple weeks before he can get out on bond. Eventually, he expects the man to end up back in the same interview room, but his client will use a lot of government time and money in detention.
He ends up exactly back where he started. I mean, status-wise, but he, his wife, his family, his child, having suffered needlessly.
In a statement, ICE told KUER the man was arrested for overstaying his visa. That doesn't make sense to his attorney, since it's a common situation for other green card applicants. And overstaying a visa doesn't disqualify someone with a citizen spouse from getting permanent residency. Coal-fired power plants in Millard County stopped producing energy right before Thanksgiving. Intermountain Power Plant is owned by more than 20 Utah cities. Its owners are cutting back on fossil fuels. But the Utah News Dispatch reports that under state law, the coal units can't be decommissioned. The environmental group Sierra Club says customers haven't suffered from the plant's closure. A spokesperson with Intermountain Power Agency says the plant was already running at low capacity because there wasn't as much demand for power from it. The Utah Energy Council has gotten 14 responses from companies that could be interested in keeping the coal units going. You're listening to KUER News.